Dear brothers and sisters and friends, it is good to worship with you today. I pray that you and your loved ones are safe and well. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for all your labors of love and caring for each other. We are in this together. God loves you. He is with us in every storm, and He will see us through. Now, it has been a very difficult time for a lot of us. First, there is the COVID-19, then there is the falling economy. Now there are protests, unrest, and even riots not too far from us. There are many serious issues that happen around us and in the world. Many of us are concerned, feel confused, angry, and overwhelmed. It is right to be asking serious questions about how we got here and how we should respond. But it's clear that the Bible speaks to the issues we are facing, that prejudice, brutality, and racism are wrong. It is clear that all humans are made in the image of God and therefore are equal before God. It is clear that God hates injustice and will punish injustice and mistreatment. God will execute justice for the oppressed. God's works speak clearly about our responsibilities to love our neighbors, all of them. Because the Bible speaks clearly, we must too. Our voices matter. We stand with those who are being unjustly mistreated. This is also a good time to repent of our own sinful attitudes toward others, to denounce evils and the systems that support it. It's a good time to work for reconciliations and extend love to our neighbors. It's also a very good time to listen to others, particularly those we have not always heard. It's a good time to learn, to search scriptures, to examine our hearts, and to look for effective ways to move forward, to take actions. But there's something else we should do. It's not going to look like much, but it is. That we must seek the Lord. We must pray. This morning, we want to look at the last petition of the Lord's Prayer. The Lord Jesus teaches us to pray. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Or in another translation, we have, help us not to fall into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. This teaches us a simple but profound truth. We are dependent on God for our spiritual protection as much as for our spiritual survival. So let us take a closer look at this last petition of the Lord's Prayer. There are three truths here that will help us in this turbulent time. First of all, the Lord's Prayer teaches us about the reality of evil. Now, in novels and movies, evil is usually present in a story plot. In Star Wars, there is the Dark Force. In C.S. Lewis' Chronicles of Narnia, is the White Witch and her followers. In Harry Potter, even in the world of witches and magic, there is the evil versus the good. In the Lord of the Rings, is the rays so that the rain will not fall into the hands of the evil. Not only in books, novels, and movies, in our daily newspapers, in our daily TV news, are like a record of all the evil in the society. Certainly, it's easy to spot the evil around us. In fallen human nature, there is the dark side, the evil side in all of us. If we don't check it, if the fear of God is not in us, we are all capable of doing the evil things. So evil is real. In the Lord's Prayer, the petition, lead us not into temptation but deliver us from evil, clearly tells us that there is evil and evil is real. In other translations, we have deliver us from the evil one. So this petition not only tells us that evil is real, but also tells us the existence of the evil one, Satan the devil. Behind the evil deeds, there is an evil one. Yes, We believe in devil, evil deeds, but a personal evil? This for many people may be hard to understand and to accept. When we talk about the evil one, we tend to look at something superstitious. Yet logically, if there is good, then there must be evil. So if there is a good God, then there must also be an evil one. Jesus clearly believed in the existence of the evil one. He prayed to the Father for the disciples and said, "My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one." Gospel of John 17, verse 15. Apostle Peter believed in it. In 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 8 to 9, he said, "Be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him." The devil, the evil one, moves around looking for someone to devour, to defeat. So it's not just an invisible force or just a dark force. Apostle Paul also believed and taught about it. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, he said, "In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one." We are in a battle with the evil one. The evil one is Satan, the devil. He is real. Now, what about the work of the evil one? Evil is active. The scripture we have just read not only tells us about the existence of the evil one, but also that he is actively tempting and enticing us into behaviors and thoughts that are contrary to God's standard. The evil one wants us to follow his evil way of life instead of God's way. God is holy, but the devil does his best to entice us to lead a life of compromise or even a life of rebellion against the good. That we give into sexual immorality, greediness, brutality, and dishonesty, that the lust of the flesh, that the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. You know, God loves and cares for the weak and the defenseless. But the devil entices to love the strong, to love the powerful and the wealthy, ignoring or despising the weak, the sick and the poor. Sometimes we even take advantage of the weak and the vulnerable ones around us. We love only those whom we feel deserve our love. God is merciful and gracious, but the devil wants us to be revengeful and exploitive. We want to hurt others in the same way they hurt us. But God wants his children to manifest the good, the fruit of his spirit in their lives. God wants our lives to be characterized by love, by joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, and self-control. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Instead, the devil constantly influences us to be hateful, depressed, inner turmoil, impulsive, unkind, harsh on ourselves and on others, easily giving up, feeling self-defeated, and with no self-control. Yes, Satan, the devil, the evil one, will try to influence us, to entice us, to tempt us, so that we be the opposite of what God wants us to be. However, it's also important to understand another aspect of temptation we face. In James chapter 1, verse 13, James reminds us, "When tempted, no one should say, 'God is tempting me,' for God cannot tempt by evil, nor does he tempt anyone, but each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed." Here James tells us that God does not tempt us. Instead, we each have our own evil desires. We are tempted by our own evil desires, and if we give in, we'll lead to sin. For example, if I put a bar of expensive chocolate before you, some of you take a look and just walk away. But so you are not interested. You don't have a taste for it. But it's not so with others. Others may, your pupil will dilate, your mouth start to drool, and your hands start to reach out to it. Why? Because you have a weak spot for chocolate, or a weak spot for expensive, luxurious thing. Once you see it, you are drawn to it. The same is true with life. We're all sinners. Each of us has a different weakness. Or in James' words, evil desire. Some of us may be prone to telling lies. Another, gambling, or easy to hold grudges for some against others, or tend to be unforgiving, or tend to be easily become bitter, jealous, competitive, and resentful of others. One person may be attracted to alcohol, to violence, to sexually explicit material and immoral behaviors. Another may have a hard time dealing with own temper, constantly angry, constantly hurting others. We may have weakness for money or power or status, for status and greed. James is saying that when we sin, it can be due to our inner evil desires. However, we also need to know that the evil one will take advantage of our weaknesses, tempting us, enticing us to fall into sin. He works 24/7, relentlessly enticing us to do what is contrary to God's standard. As in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, your enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. He will use all kinds of tactics so that we fall and come short of God's standard. Then what? The second thing the Lord's Prayer teaches us is to be dependent upon God to resist the devil, the evil one. It is an understatement to say that the evil one is violent and cruel. Just read any newspaper, watch any TV news, local or global, you will see a chronicle of the evil one's accomplishments and schemes. He's heedless. Jesus teaches us to pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. In essence, it means that we are to be dependent upon God, just like we depend on Him for our daily bread, for all our daily needs. We depend on Him to forgive others. We also depend on Him to survive and overcome the evil one. Yes, we can indeed resist and overcome the evil one if we depend on God. If not, this petition will be unrealistic and unreal. But how? First, be alert. In the context of this Lord's Prayer, it is clear that we are to pray and to ask God to deliver us from the evil one on a regular basis. Not only when we find ourselves in trouble, but on a daily, moment-by-moment basis, we are to be alert. For we know that the evil one is constantly trying to find an opportunity to tempt us into sin. So it's wise to remind ourselves, don't you ever say this won't happen to you. So there is more than just praying. We are not to put ourselves into situations that would make us vulnerable to sin. For example, if you have a weakness for unhealthy junk food, once you start, you cannot seem to stop. And you know, if you eat too much, your face will break out and you will gain weight, and it will be wise for you not to go near that section in a store, right? If I have a weakness for gambling, I will do my best to stay away from the slot machines, even video or online. If I'm prone to sexual temptation, then I will make every effort to stay away from certain websites, magazines, movies, and TV shows. Apostle Paul reminds Timothy, what? To flee from youthful lusts. we need to know where our weak spots are and to be on the lookout. If not, the evil one will take advantage of that and intrude into our lives, pulling us away from God. So first, be alert. Second, be dependent upon God. Jesus teaches us that when we pray, when you pray, an action, it means that when we come before God in prayer, we are to seek God's help to fight it. Not once in a while, but regularly, just as we regularly, daily seek His will to be done on earth as this is in heaven, give us this day our daily bread, we are come to God to depend on Him all the time. Yes, there is the human effort to resist the evil one. The scripture teaching on this is clear. Our salvation is free because of Christ's redemptive work, sacrifice on the cross, but our sanctification, the process in which we become more like Jesus Christ, the process in which we resist temptations and sins, requires our efforts and God's grace. So Jesus had also taught us that apart from Him, we can do nothing. We have the worship song also reminding us that we need Him every hour. Every hour, we need God to help us to resist the evil one. We need Him to help us not to face and not to fall into temptations. So be alert, be dependent in actions, dependent upon God, and thirdly, pray for each other. Then we learn that the Lord's Prayer is a community prayer, a communal prayer, because it says here, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, not just me, but the entire Christian community, entire family, entire country, entire global village, entire human race. We are on the lookout for each other. We are to pray for one another. Pray for the brothers and sisters that they will not fall into different kind of temptations. Many of us may remember there was a TV show, The Survivors, which is a rather self-centered show. In the end, only one person is the survivor, the winner. This is not true in the Christian community. In a community, in order to survive physically, relationally, and spiritually, we are to pray for each other. We ask God to provide us with the daily bread. We ask God to help us to give those who have wronged us. We seek God's face in prayer to help us not to fall into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. It is one for all, and all for one. Pray for each other. It's important, but it's also important to remember that each person can make their own meaningful choices, either right or wrong. Each person needs to be responsible for his or her decisions and actions. And fourthly, so not only be alert, be dependent upon God, and pray for each other, but trust in God. As we pray and ask God not to lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, we are to remember God's words. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. The Holy Spirit of God, who is within us, is greater than those spirits of untruth, those spirits of deception, those evil spirits that are in the world. Don't let them intimidate us. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. It says, no temptation has seized you except what is common to man, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what that you can bear, but when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. What kind of a way? A heavenly way, a godly way. So what a comfort this is, that God knows the temptation and the dangers before us. When the temptations become unbearable, the scripture says that God will provide us with a way out. Yes, we resist temptation, but we also depend on God's faithfulness to rescue us, to help us out. So it is with this understanding that we can pray, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Now, as we conclude, it is my prayer that we will use the truth of this petition as well as the whole truth of the Lord's Prayer when we seek God's face every day. For this is the prayer that our Lord Christ Jesus has taught us and prayed with us to our Heavenly Father. We do not use prayer as a tool to manipulate God into giving what we want. Prayer is a means whereby we are drawn close to our Heavenly Father. Prayer is also our expression of faith of how much we need Him to live and to survive in a very sinful, very turbulent and broken world. Yes, indeed, the God who rescued us from sins calls us to come to Him in prayer. Therefore, we come before our Heavenly Father and ask Him to remember His Son's prayer to rescue us from the evil one, to bring us into His kingdom and the life to come. And so we pray, oh dear Heavenly Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, calling out to God. We can be confident that He is with us, that the one who prepares us for the battle will stand guard over us in the day-to-day struggles of our lives. When we call out, the rescuer is there. Now, in most of the original manuscript, the Lord's Prayer stops after this last petition. As the early believers faced this simple but profound prayer that Jesus taught them, as they saw the wealth and the truth and the power in it, they burst out into praise. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. So to this end, please join me as we pray. Dear Eternal Father, you are our rescuer. You are strong to save. Heavenly Father, lead us not to fall into temptation, but deliver us from the evil and the evil one. For your Son defeated sin, death, and the devil, so that we may enjoy the fruits of His sacrifice, of His labor. So grant us faithfulness in this life, especially when we experience attacks of the devil through trials and tribulations, through misery and misfortune, uncertainty and evil. You have rescued us from our sin. Please lead us onward. Please set our minds on things that are above and deliver us safe to your kingdom, which has no end. In Jesus' mighty and precious name we pray. Amen.